Welcome to Transition State.
House of remains of what was thought, put unsaid. All the calcified arithmetists were doing the math. And it would take a calculated blow to the head to light the eyes of all the homeless sociopaths. Oh, on and on, we are the homeless sociopaths. Oh, on and on, with all the homeless sociopaths. Calcium mines, you bury deep in your chest. So calcium mines, you bury deep in your chest. The atmosphere, squint your eyes and no one dies or goes to jail. Past the silver bridge, oh the silver bridge, where nothing but a onesie and a veil. Deep in our mind,
So let's get out of here, past the atmosphere. Squint your eyes and no one dies and goes to jail. Past the silver bridge, oh the silver bridge, when nothing but a onesie and a beer. Oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no.
Mental illness or addiction touched your life? You might be interested in coming out to the Kaleidoscope, UBC's first and only student-created, peer-run mental health support group at the university's Vancouver campus. They offer a stigma-free place for people to share their stories with others going through similar experiences. The Kaleidoscope meets every week on Tuesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at the Center for Student Involvement in Brock Hall.
Learn more at the-kaleidoscope.com.
Embology 101 is a student-run organization here to educate the public about the benefits of hemp and cannabis. Fast fact! Hemp is a renewable, sustainable source of food and fiber. Fast fact! Your body contains anandamide, which is part of the same family of substances as THC. To learn more, look us up on Facebook at www.facebook.com/groups/hempology101UBC. Or come to one of our great events. And don't forget, legalization through education.
Check my mic, 1, 2. Check my mic, 1, 2. Welcome to Transition State. You're listening to CITR on 101.9 FM. This is the show that is always changing and is always the same. We started out today with the Sex Pistols. That was from their album Nevermind the Bollocks. And the title was Bodies. Today is October 8th, and it was this day in history, 1976, that the Sex Pistols signed with EMI. So that's why we heard that. Also this day in history, in 2003, the Nobel Prize in Chemistry was awarded. It was for two science researchers that I can't remember the names of, but I know what they were working on. They were working on cell membranes, or ion channels in cell membranes, which is a very cool area of study. For fans of the show, you'll know that we've had researchers like, well, from UBC pharmaceutical science researchers like Tara Klassen and Peter Lowen and who's the expert, Adam Frankel, on this show. So very cool. And that's why we heard that Andrew Bird song, Oh No. He was singing about those calcium ion channels. So we got a very, very, very special show for you lined up today. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to do some dedications right quick. I'm going to start off by playing some Japanese DJs. This goes out to all my homies in Japan. For those of you who don't know my full autobiography, I'm Adam. I'm the host of this show, as always. I'm a pharmaceutical science expert, bringing concepts normally hidden from public view out to the community. And I lived in Japan. I'm a huge fan of Japan. I love Japan. I lived there for 4 years, and I still have a lot of friends there. And this is going out to them. We're going to hear some DJ K-E-I. And then we're also going to hear some DJ Crush. So get ready for that right about now.
Kind of gets inside you, the silences, I mean. They kind of wrap around you and loosen everything. Jimmy come red. Right.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
And we are back. You are still listening to Transition State, and I am Adam. We just heard a couple Japanese DJs. That was DJ Crush with Song 2 from his album Jaku. Wasn't that lovely? And before that was DJ K with a little bit of Rain. And that was dedicated to all my homies in Japan. We have another big dedication coming up, that is. This next one is going out to a very special friend of the show. This is going out to Alisa. Alisa, for those of you who don't know, was the very first guest of this show back a couple years ago. And she introduced me to this song we're about to hear when she was helping me record the demo to get this show up and running. The song is called Your Ex-Lover is Dead. The album is Set Yourself on Fire. And the band is Stars, a Canadian band from Montreal. So we're going to hear that right about now.
When there's nothing left to burn, you have to set yourself on fire.
Strange to see you again, introduced by a friend of a friend, smiled and said, yes, I think we've met before. In that instant it started to pour. Captured a taxi despite all the rain. We drove in silence across Pontchartrain, and all of that time
send you the news from the house down the road, from the everything I want to say, so I'll be brave. You were what I wanted, I gave what I gave. I'm not sorry I met you, I'm not sorry it's over. I'm not sorry there's nothing to say. I'm not sorry there's nothing to say.
Back. Wasn't that some nice Alisa music? That was The Stars with Your Ex-Lover Is Dead. Okay, right into some more music. We got some more dedications coming up. We're going to hear some Canadian hip-hop from Decisive, and we're also going to hear some Canadian country. If that seems a little, you know, incongruous to you, you're just going to have to deal with it, because this is a show that is always changing and always the same. This is Transition State. This next little rock ride is going out to some very special cool kids. They being Brooke, i.e. Brookie Cookie, Jason, also known as J-Bone, and Ravi, a.k.a. King Ravi. So we'll start us off with a little bit of Decisive. Get ready to rock in 3, 2, 1.
Hallowed be thy name, 6 feet shallow be thy grave. Put your hands up. 200 infinity, fingers scrubbing bowls in cutlery, hunched over my kitchen sink, listening to Brian Wilson sing. Wouldn't it be nice if we were older? Though I was getting closer to a bad back, gray hair thinning and wrinkled skin. I'd rather rewind a couple 365s, Brian. Now wouldn't that be nice? But nice is never life, and mine wasn't filled with sunshine. I cried a rainstorm on beats, resurrection. Released an EP without any direction, but it exceeded what I thought would be a base hit. Half a late swing, 7 years to be exact, but who is counting? No longer forgotten. Went from Mr. Daydream to Mr. Insomnia. Juno nominated, back up on my feet again. Brian helped me wake up, so now I'll never sleep again. Last night I saw the Lord in a dream I had. He said, son, when you wake up, you're on your own. Woke up and wrote these words to a beat I had, understanding why I feel so alone. Yo, I'm so ghost, I'm invisible. I am so ghost, I'm invisible. Get off my train. I'm so ghost, I'm invisible. I am so ghost, the invisible man. Into John Lennon's rims 9, I let the children die dead. Some called me morbid and insensitive, while others wondered why. And I said, I ain't saying shit and you can quote me. I only paint the portraits and I don't paint the force feed. So you asking me why only insults me. I'm not Soulja Boy, homie. Use your noggin for a coin, a penny for your thoughts. I bleed in these poems that I'm penning from my heart, and nobody reading from my notepad at Roy Thompson Hall on top, then shot by normal body bag. Never drop dead, God no. I sewed up my wounds and then I dropped Jones. Vaudeville, Juno nominated, back up on my feet again. Jimmy helped me wake up, so now I'll never sleep again. Last night I saw the Lord in a dream I had. He said, son, when you wake up, you're on your own. Woke up and wrote these words to a beat I had, understanding why I feel so alone. Yo, I'm so ghost, I'm invisible. I am so ghost, I'm invisible. Get off my train. I'm so ghost, I'm invisible. I am so ghost, the invisible man. Hallowed be thy name, 6 feet shallow be thy grave. 16 speak volumes, small in the speed I slay. And dare all you to step to these feet my legs lift and stomp with. I walk so George Mirasan, I'm a monster, starving, lost in my thoughts. Parade through the city, you rain through song. A raindrop compared to my storm. You're far from a name, invisible.
painful to listen to. Who the fuck gave you the stage to ridicule me while I sit on a list assembled by a newspaper writer in the living room? Listen, you fuckface, like I don't belong. I agree, I don't belong. No, but what I mean is, I don't belong so north on the totem. My skills should have me lower than those below me. Quote me, jealousy is a motherfucker. You weak, jealous motherfucker. I dream filthy, spit hobo shit stain. A torso with no rib cage, known to blow my own horn. Anything I touch gets crushed, uppercut it, left fucked up. Fuck yes, fuck no, fuck who? Fuck me? Nah, fuck you. Rapping is the best when you're swearing in a rap and you're swearing so much.
God was showing off when he made you sweet sunshine and honey and some daisy dews. It's hot as hell the way you shake that tailgate. You make me wanna holler at the moon. Oh yeah, baby, them spots are gonna fly. Light up the night like the 4th of July. Oh, I'm at my cheap, cheap, cheaping point. Fill it up to the top, I got a sip, sip, sipping something that hits the spot. Oh, won't you come on over here, baby? Wanna get those lips, lips, lips at a lottie. When you shake that, you shake those hips, hips, hips. That body that curves, got me swirling and driving me crazy. And at my cheap, cheap, cheaping point. Hot pink, eyes denim blue, making me think about 24/7. You're kind of heaven, loving on 11, living on the brink of that. Chip, chip, chipping point, fill it up to the top. I got a sip, sip, sipping something that hits the spot. Oh, won't you come on over here, baby? Wanna get those lips, lips, lips at a lottie. When you shake that, you shake those hips, hips, hips. That body that curves, got the swirling and driving me crazy. And then my tip, tip, tipping point.
I feel a pair of sweatpants. They were Jordans that I paid $80 for, therefore designer sweatpants with the shoes to match. I was never fashion forward, but I have an eye for beauty, and you caught it like a shortstop. Sorry if I'm being cornball, quoting a Meatloaf song, but I knew that moment I would do anything for your love, and fuck it, I would do that. Whatever that is, I don't know. Meatloaf's pretty big. Maybe cut carbs. If that's it, I'll pass on the garlic bread. If you accept my invitation to have a plate of spaghetti with me, I'll order salad and I'll wear dress pants and dress shoes, if that'll impress you. Well, hello there, nice to meet you. Where did you come from? I must know. I don't even know you, but I need to skip the friendship. I want more. A friend of mine. No, 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 no. She never was a friend of mine.
Wanna fly? I got a ticket for two. I got a ticket for you.
I was 12 when I wrote a girl a note, and on that note I wrote, I like you. Do you like me? Yes, maybe you know. Now you can draw an O around the answer that applies. Take the rest of the class to decide. She didn't waste a second. Her red pen ink answered my question and followed up with another sentence. She signed a name beside a smiley face, then folded it up, passed it back, and I opened it up. Fuck. She circled yes with an arrow that led to the words, but only as a friend. A friend? Maybe she meant baby steps. So I called her after class. She never called me back. I asked her to go out, and she wasn't allowed. Wanna have lunch with me? She said she doesn't eat. I thought we were friends. Where did we go wrong? She never wrote me back, and I ate alone. Shit. Well, hello there. Nice to meet you. Where did you come from? I must know. I don't even know you. But I need to skip the friendship. I want more. No, 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 no. She never was a friend of mine. No, 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 no. She never was a friend of mine. Well, hello there. Nice to meet you. Where did you come from? I must know. I don't even know you. But I need to skip the friendship. I want more. No, 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 no. Never was a friend of mine. No, 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 no. She never was a friend of mine.
I had to let you know that I got a crush on you.
Refresh your memory. Russians. That's right. Russians, Ruskies, Communists, Communists. Oh, now you remember.
Hello, hello, hello. My name is Russian Tim, and I'm the host of weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. Every Tuesday, 10:30 to 11:30 a.m., Rocket from Russia is aired on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, or CITR.ca, anywhere where internet is paid for. On the show, I play new, local, and international punk rock, and I also do interviews with members of punk bands and people from the punk rock scene. If you'd like to check out the previous interviews, episodes of Rocket from Russia, and the list of upcoming shows in Vancouver, head down to my blog, rocketfromrussia.tumblr.com. Great success!
The hardcore stuff is just is fast, very aggressive and loud, you know, music, angry music.
I I am your host, Mr. Steeston Mike. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday.
6 to 8 p.m.
Playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
Awesome. And we're back. You're listening to Transition State on CITR 101.9 FM on the dial in Vancouver, UBC, Canada. We just heard some rad music. That was Decisive, Shania Twain, Dallas Smith, other Decisive song. So hope you enjoyed that. What's going to follow now is a bit of an opinion, editorial type, rant type stance on something that's very important to this show, which is censorship of scientific data in modern times. So for those of you who don't know, this show was initiated and conceived with the idea of bringing science to the community. A lot of the times, well, I think we started it because I perceived a massive failure of the scientific community, a failure on the part of the scientific community to communicate what they've been working on and what they've been finding to the general public. I think a lot of the times they rely on publications and journals like, New England Journal of Medicine or British Medical Journal, things like that. And they consider that to be public domain and they consider that to be in the realm of public knowledge. But the truth is those articles are often written not in an accessible way, not in an engaging way, and not in a way that even is readable. They're written in a really obtuse, esoteric language that might as well be, alien language. And I also want to talk about the flip side of that, which is not only the failure on the part of the scientific community to get the word out, but there are barriers that exist for scientists who do try to get the word out. And for example, I've gone to numerous scientists and researchers here at UBC trying to get them on the show so that we can have, frank discussions, open opinions, really cool discussions of what's going on in modern chemistry, biology, and pharmaceutical science. But I get a lot of pushback. A lot of them are very hesitant to ever talk about what they're working on or to express any ad hoc opinions. And the reason is because they've all signed, professionalism statements or non-disclosure statements, either to do with research grants they might have got or also to do with just positions they have at UBC. And I'd like to give one specific example that just infuriates the hell out of me. It was a professor at UBC Pharmacy, and I don't want to drag his name into it, but he's allowed to come on the show and he's allowed to talk, but everything he says in the media is considered a representation of UBC Pharmacy, and as such, he's forbidden by agreements that he's signed to weigh in on anything that might be seen as a endorsement. And so that means he's not really free to comment on modern drug therapies or the research behind them or basically even the way they work. He can't even come on this show and talk about it because he's an expert in the field. And it can be construed as him endorsing certain things. And I want to contrast that with, say, a product like ColdFX, which doesn't have a lot of scientific backing, which has a lot of strong marketing, including, I think I can say this name, but Don Cherry. Don Cherry is on TV wholeheartedly endorsing ColdFX. And I just want to point out the massive hypocrisy of the fact that Don Cherry knows hockey. I think he spent his whole life in hockey. He spent his life playing hockey, coaching hockey, watching hockey, talking hockey. He knows hockey, and I think he's totally in the right when he says his opinions about hockey. When you contrast that with a person who spent their whole life in pharmacy, their whole life in science, in practice, teaching and practicing pharmacy. And he is allowed, that person who has expertise in pharmacy, whose opinions are so intelligent and reasoned and experienced, he is allowed to comment on hockey, which he knows nothing about, but he is forbidden from commenting on his own field of expertise, while a person who knows nothing about how drugs work, how they affect him, even about science or how bad research is easily turned into, you know, seemingly good research, is allowed to go on TV, in the media, and say whatever he wants. I really just, I attended a talk on Tuesday by somebody called Elizabeth Diamond, and that really brought all these kind of thoughts to the forefront. She's an amazing neuroscientist, but that's not what she was talking about on Tuesday. She was talking about, well, basically she was ripping the Harper government a new butthole, and part of what she was talking about was censorship of science in the media. And I can't really remember the details. It had to do with omnibus bills and kind of shady dealings, but according to her stats, the reporting of scientific topics in newspapers and in news stories on TV has dropped massively compared from before Harper was elected to now. And so I couldn't help but think of how hard it is for me to get scientists to come on the air, either as a college radio, which values free speech. It's impossible to get them on because their hands are tied by these agreements and laws. And I think the least I could do is just spread a little bit of awareness about that. You might be able to sense a bit of frustration in my voice because if science doesn't come to the community, then there's really no point. And I'm not talking about even, you know, simple drugs like Advil, Tylenol, or antihistamines. I think the majority of people do not know how those drugs work, have any idea really of their side effects or what possible effects they could have on your body. But even things like, you know, antidepressants or anti-anxiety medications or antipsychotic medications, I really think that the public should be aware of the science behind these drugs, what passes for evidence with these drugs, and how these drugs are approved. I think you'd be surprised not only at what you find, but you'll also be surprised at how hard it is to find that information. Anyway, the frustration is about to be transposed into music. I'm going to rely on Canadian band fully adept at hardcore called Propagandy. The song is called Iteration, and if you pay attention to the lyrics, you might get a sense of what I'm feeling right now. Here we go.
War crimes will be prosecuted. War criminals will be punished. And it will be no defense to say, I was just following orders.
Shuttle run through the proceedings as tinseled through the canvas that cloak is twisted.
Fuck it!
to say you were the best. But I let my heart go to rest. I wanted to pay you my respect. These words in my mouth go left unsaid.
And we're back. That was Kim Mortal. Her song was Doubts, and the album was Sincerity. Before that, we heard from White Poppy. That was the band White Poppy from the album Natural Phenomena, and the song was Confusion. So that's about wraps it up for this week, radio fans. Stay tuned because we're going to have some more poppin' music from Dunkin' Donuts coming up. I'm going to leave you with one more song. This is Leah Barley. She's an awesome artist. The album is Close Your Eyes, and the song is Sunday Sunday. So until next week, stay cool and stay pharmaceutically sound.
Your blue sweater and you. Riding around this whole town, good friends we will see.
you feel? If you will, why did you lick my spoon? Let's chase the afternoon. I'll go back to staring at them trees. I don't need anything else on this warm sunny day but my bike, your blue sweater. I was all by myself, but you were right by my side. The moment I started to cry, that's why I don't need anything else on this warm sunny day but my bike, your blue sweater.
Yes, tell us.
More than anything in the world, Ron.
Well, it's really quite simple. It's kind of like... Gonna find my baby, gonna hold her tight, gonna grab some afternoon delight. My motto's always been, when it's right, why wait until the middle of a cold, dark night? When everything's a little clearer in the light of day, and we know the night is always gonna be here anyway. Thinking of you's working up my appetite. Looking forward to a little afternoon delight. Rubbing sticks and stones together make the sparks ignite. And the thought of loving you is getting so exciting. Sky rockets in flight. Afternoon delight.
Do you know what love is? I do. It's CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
You guys have it, I think.
Oh! Oh, yes! Yeah!